Today, children, we keep the feast day of two brothers. Always a nice occasion to remember that about brothers and sisters getting along and encouraging each other to keep our holy faith. Two brothers who were also soldiers, who died as martyrs. And the second of these, Saint Hyacinth, was buried in a tomb in the catacombs in Rome. And his tomb was discovered only in 1845. But his older brother, his body has been known and venerated with devotion all the long course of the centuries. Sometimes modernists and others who doubt many things about our holy faith think that many of our saints or their stories are made up. And when something like this happens, when there's a scientific discovery, why, that opens people's eyes and it makes them see some truth of our holy faith that maybe before they had doubted, because now they have the evidence. But of course, when you have the evidence, children, then you know. Whereas by faith, you take it on our Lord's word coming to us through His Holy Church. That's what I want to talk to you about today, children, about having our eyes opened and seeing. One of the saints that we have today, in addition to the holy martyrs, is Saint Paphnutius the Great. Paphnutius is an Egyptian name, and he was a monk in the monastery of the other Saint Anthony, the Saint Anthony who was the abbot in Egypt and the father of monks. And then after a while, he was taken to the city of Sevead, and he became the bishop there. But it was still during the persecutions, and Saint Paphnutius was cruelly tortured by the order of the Emperor Maximinus. And this emperor declared that every Catholic bishop should have his right eye put out, and then they cut the nerves on the left leg, which is called being hamstrung, which meant he really couldn't use that leg anymore. And then they were cruelly beaten. That was the punishment. Well, it didn't kill him. He survived that suffering. But all the rest of his life, he only had one eye. Now, the emperor who became a Christian, the great Constantine, venerated St. Paphnutius very much and used to have him visit him, and he used to ask him for advice. And whenever he would greet him, instead of kissing the ring of the bishop, you know what he would do? He would kiss where his eye used to be, by venerating this great suffering that he had had for our Lord and for the true church. Well, soon thereafter, there came to be a big controversy because there were a lot of men who couldn't see or wouldn't see that our Lord is truly the eternal Son of God made man. And they didn't believe in the Blessed Trinity because they couldn't see it. And they said that our Lord was only a creature. These are called the Arian heretics. Well, there was a great council, and St. Athanasius, also from Egypt, he stood up for the truth of the matter. And then the heretics, the wicked people, the ones who wouldn't see about our Lord being divine, they held a series of meetings or councils to try to get St. Athanasius. And our Saint Paphnutius, even though he was very old and had his problems, he would always go to those to stand up for the truth and stand up for his friend Saint Athanasius. On one occasion in the Holy Land, there was a friend of his who had also suffered in the persecutions, and his name was Bishop Maximus. And Saint Paphnutius was so surprised, he went into this council, this meeting at Tyre in Palestine, and he saw his friend, the good bishop, sitting with the heretics. He thought, oh no, he's been deluded. But instead of being angry with him or anything like that, you know what he did? He walked up to his old friend and he took him by the hand. He said, friend, you're not in the right place. Come with me now. And St. Paphnutius was so holy, and both of them were missing their right eye, that he was obeyed by his friend, Bishop Maximus. And he said to him, you know, you've suffered very much for the faith. You mustn't allow yourself to be deceived by the enemies of Christ and to persecute this good bishop, Bishop Athanasius. and explain to him what the enemy was up to, because sometimes people make plots and plans, children, and it's easy to get confused and you don't know who to listen to. Well, he listened to his old friend who had suffered the same as he did, Bishop Maximus did, and that straightened that out. He gave a very good example of helping someone else to see. Now, I brought a little statue of St. Anthony today, and it's one that I brought home for Father Chicago once as a present. And if you look at it after Mass, you'll see, curiously enough, there are all these little eyes on the statue. And that comes from Mexico. And I thought maybe all those eyes on the statue symbolize St. Anthony opening up our eyes. I'm sure St. Anthony did that by his preaching and maybe by his miracles often in his life. Here we are at the beginning of a new school year, children. I want you to have your eyes open today and for the rest of the school year. Open to what? Well, first and most importantly, to see our holy Catholic faith, to believe it as true, whether or not you always understand it, to believe it on the Word of God through His Church. What else should you see? Well, you should see your good points as well as your sins or bad points. You should see the talents God has given you and which you must work to develop this new school year. And you should try to see as well any faults or failings that you have to be aware of and be on your guard against. If you have your eyes open and you see all year long, oh, and don't forget too, sometimes you could even see a little piece of paper on the floor or on the pew, and instead of just thinking, well, and going on, you'd pick it up, put it in your pocket, and throw it away. Because our school, but especially the church, is the house of God. We must always treat it with the greatest possible reverence. There are a lot of things we need to see, children, and to act on accordingly. We could ask St. Anthony to assist us in that. We'll pause for a moment after Mass today to say the last or the 13th of our Tuesday devotions in honor of St. Anthony. And let's ask him especially to have our eyes opened to our faith, to our studies, to God's will, and to anything else our Lord wants us to see. You know, St. Anthony was privileged at least once to see the baby Jesus, and that's how he's usually depicted in the statue. Though his room was filled with light one night as he was studying the scriptures, and a little divine child appeared, and he was able to hold him in his arms. Let's ask St. Anthony for the grace to be able to see God and God's will in all things this year. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.